Dick Whittington and his cat. Dick Whittington woke one morning with a hankering for adventure. He bounded out of the house and onto the village green.
Hey!
An old farmer called to the boy.
You ought to take yourself off to London. It's too quiet round here for the likes of you. They do say that the streets there be paved with gold.
Dick was amazed. Gold? Then just one cobblestone would make me rich.
But then again, I never believe what town folk say,
added the farmer, laughing. But he was too late to stop Dick. The young man had two words ringing in his ears, London and gold. And now to the city, he cried, to make my fortune. The first signpost outside the village said London. Good, thought Dick. It must be just over the hill. But London was not just over the hill, nor over the next, nor the next. Exhausted, Dick lay down to sleep in the shelter of an old oak tree. In the middle of the night, he was awakened by a tickling on his cheek. Sitting up, he saw a marmalade cat smiling at him.
"Excuse me, sir," said the cat, "but have you got a saucer of milk to spare?"
"I'm sorry," said Dick. "All the food and drink I set off with has gone, and I've no money to buy more."
"Never mind," said the cat. "If we curl up together, at least we'll be warm."
And that is how Dick made friends with his cat, who very soon told him that his name was Tom. In the morning, they travelled on together towards London. On and on they walked until at last Dick said, "I'm going back, Tom. I've had enough. There can't be anything in London that's worth all this walking." And he turned his back on London and began trudging home. At that very moment, the sound of bells began to ring across the fields. They were the church bells of the city of London, and they seemed to be singing, "Turn again, Whittington, Lord Mayor of London." Over and over again they chimed until the words jangled in Dick's head.
"You can't give up now," cried Tom. "Onwards to London."
And there it lay, round the next corner, the gleaming, smoking, ramshackle chaos of London. The roads were suddenly busy. Everybody seemed to be shouting and hurrying, pushing and quarrelling. But the streets were not paved with gold. They were running with mud. Dick and Tom ducked out of the way of the thronging crowds and ran through an arch and into a courtyard. Dick knocked on the basement door of a grand-looking house.
Have you got a job for a hard-working country boy?" he shouted.
A fearsome face as white as dough and crowned with fiery red hair appeared round the door.
"Come in here, boy, and scrape the pots. I'm cook in this house. If you work hard, I might let you eat the scrapings."
And that was how Dick came to work in the house of Captain Fitzwarren. He worked so hard, scraping and polishing, that by evening he wanted only to sleep. But the mice that infested his attic bedroom kept him awake, until one night he said to Tom, "Go get 'em, boy." And the mice ran for their lives. Dick's cat was a great comfort to him. So, too, was Captain Fitzwarren's young daughter, Alice. She would often come down to the kitchen to sit and talk with Dick, and she loved to stroke Tom as he lay by the fire.
"If I were Lord Mayor of London," Dick used to say laughingly, "I'd marry you, Alice Fitzwarren."
And Alice would smile and say, "If you did become Lord Mayor of London, of course I'd marry you." And the cat would purr and say,
"Who knows? Who knows?"
One day, Captain Fitzwarren announced that he was setting sail on a voyage. He gathered together his family and servants and said goodbye to them all. When he noticed Dick standing beside the cook, his cat in his arms, he said,
"Now that's just what I need. Here's a silver shilling, boy, for your cat. He's a ship's cat now."
Dick tried to protest, but the cook smacked him sharply.
"Do as you're told and don't argue with the master."
Dick returned sadly to his chilly attic, but it was so lonely without Tom that he decided to go and fetch him back. Just before dawn, he crept up the gangplank of the ship, little knowing that it was just about to sail. And that is how Dick came to be cabin boy aboard Captain Fitzwarren's ship, and to sail to the mysterious lands of the East. After weeks in storm-tossed waters, the ship ran aground on a strange, uncharted shore. Strange, warlike soldiers escorted the ship's company to the Sultan Suleiman's palace, cargo, cat, and all.
"A mighty Suleiman," said Fitzwarren, spreading the entire ship's cargo before him, "I bring a few humble possessions in the hope of pleasing your eminence."
Said the Sultan. "I have every possession a man could desire. What need have I of these trinkets?"
As the Sultan spoke, Dick could not help but notice that the whole palace was overrun with mice and rats. Tom wriggled restlessly in Dick's arms.
"Meow, I can't bear it another minute."
Leaping out of Dick's arms, he pounced towards the Sultan's daughter, the Sultana, dived under her throne, and came out dragging a huge rat in his jaws.
"Oh, sun and moon," shrieked the Sultana. "What a wonderful beast is this!"
Tom ran round the palace, scattering mice and rats and swallowing a dozen or more.
"Oh, marvelous beast," cried the Sultan. "During my reign and the reign of my father, this country has been plagued with rats. But this creature is a veritable slayer of rats. Name your price, Captain. For this creature, I will pay a sack of diamonds."
Dick caught Tom up in his arms. "Oh, but he's my friend, sir. I couldn't leave him behind in a foreign land." The cat whispered in Dick's ear. Dick set him down on the floor, and off he ran towards the ship.
"He will return," said Dick.
Impatiently, the Sultan waited. Anxiously, Dick and the captain watched the door for the cat's return. At last, a small, whiskered face peeped round the door, and Tom returned, leading a family of kittens. At once, they began pouncing on mice.
"You have always had cats in your country," said Tom, "but they were frightened by your warlike ways. These six would be most proud and honored to serve you and your son, and your son's sons, as long as you put away your swords. And now, if it please your excellency, I'd like to go home with my friend Dick."
The Sultan clapped his hands with delight.
"Oh, earth and sky, but this is wonderful. I have six rat slayers instead of one. Great must be the reward for those who brought me these cat beasts. To the boy, Dick, I offer my daughter, yes, my own daughter, for a wife. You aren't married, are you, boy?"
Dick bowed very low. "No, your gloriousness, but I have sworn to marry none other than the beautiful Alice Fitzwarren, daughter of this worthy sea captain." The Sultan was disappointed, and the Sultana was very disappointed. But they comforted themselves by giving Dick three sacks of diamonds and a turban. "Oh, most generous Suleiman," said Dick, "our boat is grounded on your beautiful shores, and without help we can never return home."
"Not another word," cried the Sultan. "Here are two flying carpets woven by my own magician, one for the ship's crew and another for my humble gift of treasure."
And that is how Dick Whittington came home to London, as the two carpets swooped over the roof of the house Alice looked out of her window and waved.
Dick, cried the captain, climbing off the carpet. Now that you've made your fortune, you're as good a husband as I could wish for my Alice. And what's more, I do believe she's in love with you. Why not run and ask her?
Do you remember my promise? Said Alice. I vowed to marry you if ever you became Lord Mayor of London. Such was his love for Alice that Dick immediately set to work. Using the treasure given him by the Sultan, he soon became a rich and successful merchant. He was hardworking, popular, and fair. And before 2 years had passed, he was elected Lord Mayor of London. On the day of the wedding, the streets were filled with people, all agog to see the new Lord Mayor and his beautiful bride. Tom sat beside Dick and Alice in their golden coach, wearing a new ribbon with a bright silver bell. But no one could hear it ringing above the huge, pealing chimes of the bells of the City of London as they rang out, Hail Richard Whittington, Lord Mayor of London.